I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The U.S. Commerce Department says the nation's trade deficit got smaller in May. That means other people in other countries bought more goods from this country, more than analysts had expected. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, why the surge in U.S. exports? What is it they're buying?
Well, I'm sure there are lots of things people want to buy from the U.S., Alex, but really it's the weak dollar that's prompting this jump in exports. It's cheaper for people overseas to buy American goods, kind of like there's a sale on, and you know, who doesn't like a good sale, right? Also, overseas economies are doing better, so there's more money to spend abroad. Although I should note that most of what's being sold isn't consumer goods. It's things like airplane engines and car parts and other industrial supplies. And I should also note that this is just a narrowing of the trade deficit. We still have a sizable one, just shy of $46 billion.
So explain briefly what the trade deficit measures, can you? Is it simply that we export what we export versus what we import?
That's basically it. And really, we should be calling it the balance of trade, because it's not always a deficit, although it has been for the last few years. It is the difference between what we export and what we import. One interesting aspect of the current trade deficit is that it's here at a time when the economy is rebounding. So maybe you'd think that that would help. But also, as the economy comes back, consumers in this country buy more, and a lot of those goods that we want and we buy come from other countries. And economist Ray Perryman says there is another big factor.
We import a very large percentage of our petroleum products, and obviously the price of oil has been very high lately, and that's one of the sort of structural reasons that we've had a large deficit for a long time is we buy a lot of foreign oil. When that price goes up, that's going to automatically raise the deficit pretty significantly.
And, of course, most predictions are that oil is going to stay high, so the trade deficit may as well.
Tess, there are debates over whether federal budget deficits are good or bad or both in some way. How about a trade deficit? Same debate?
Maybe not to the same extent. Of course, any country wants people to buy more homegrown products than products from abroad, because that generates economic activity. But Perryman told me it's really just a function of the marketplace. As long as the markets are open, the trade situation isn't really good or bad. It just reflects market conditions. Of course, we do have some trading partners whose markets aren't open, and that's when you get problems with the balance being off far more than it should be. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at how Domino's is slicing up the pie as it goes public.
Thank you. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.